Then he says, after hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil. So if you're one that plots evil, you know, you need to make sure that that's changed. And feet that race to do wrong. God don't want you and me to do wrong and nothing. He wants us to do everything right. Everything we do should be something that would bring glory and honor to His name. Then he says, a false witness who pours out lies. A false witness who pours out lies. We have some of those in this country. And then the last one is one that you do see in the church quite a bit. A person who sows discord among the brethren. Always telling something about someone else to stir up a problem. Hey, somebody tells you about somebody to stir up a problem, just tell them, hey, let's don't do that. I didn't want to hear that. I'm not going to spread that. I'm not going to tell anybody if, oh, some of the things they want, but this is so good. You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
I was recently told something about somebody was telling me something about a pastor, and I said, I don't want to hear it. And they said that I wasn't a Christian if I didn't want to hear it. And then they told me, don't tell me his name. I don't want to know because I don't want to judge him. And he got very upset, and it was here. And I just wanted to know how you felt about that, because I felt defiled when I left because I didn't want to hear it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hear it either. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear it. You've got something to say about somebody else? Keep it to yourself. I don't want to hear it. You know, I really don't. I don't want to sow discord among the brethren. If I don't know it, you know, then, you know, I don't have to worry about it. Then it says, my son, obey your father's commands and don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep their words always in your heart. Now, I hope you have a good mother and father that have good advice, because there's some mother and dads out there that don't have very good advice. You know that? And what's so sad, some of those men and women are in the church. Now, why do the fathers and the mothers not have good advice if they're in the church? Well, they're not spending any time in the Word of God. They ain't got time to go to Bible study. In fact, I've seen a lot of men, especially after they get past 30 or 40 years of age, they go to church, but they think, Bible study or Sunday school, who needs that? Well, let me tell you, if it's any consolation, I'm a whole lot older than 30 or 40, and I need it every day. Like Cheryl says, we're in a 24/7 Bible study out at the ministry center. We're talking about the Word of God all the time. I spend hours reading and studying this book every day. You know, I mean, you got to. You can never master this thing. It says, tie them around your neck. Wherever you walk, their counsel can lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up in the morning, they will advise you. For these commands and this teaching are a lamp to light the way ahead of you. The correction of discipline is the way of life. Learn to be disciplined. Do you know a young woman or a young man that never learns discipline is a thorn in everybody's side? They don't want to obey authority. They're going to do it their way if it kills them. And sometimes it does. Sometimes it does. Those are the kind of people that our police officer like they don't like to run up against in the course of the day. They don't want to submit to authority, do they? Now, and when they don't, then it might be like the one, the guy pulled up to a stop sign and he slowed down. And he went on through. And so the police officer stopped him and said, that sign back there says stop. He said, I did stop. He said, no, you didn't. You slowed down. I'm just going to give you a warning this time, but don't do it again or I'll give you a ticket. Well, the next day, the same guy come up and looked You know, now how many people do you know that do that? They look and it says stop, but there ain't nobody coming either way, so they don't ever stop. They just go ahead and go on around the corner or across the intersection or whatever. So this police officer stopped him again and told him, said, that sign said stop, and you didn't obey. He said, I did, I stopped. He said, no, you didn't, you slowed down. There's a difference. So he wrote him a ticket. But the next day, he come by, the guy did the same thing. This time the police officer went up there and got him and said, sir, I told you that sign said stop and you didn't stop. He said, yes, I did. I slowed down. Stopping and slowing down is the same thing. The police officer grabs his billy club out, jerks his head out the window, starts beating him over the head, and he said, now you want me to slow down or you want me to stop? That's one way to get his attention. There's a difference of slowing down or stopping. You, that's why I couldn't be one of you guys. I'd have to do the guy like that every about the third time. My hat's off to you guys and the way y'all do things, because I'm not that gentle. I'd probably be the kind of guy that jerk his head out the window and start beating him over the head. You want me to slow down or you want me to stop? That'd be one good way of getting his attention, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, I think he'd want me to stop, that's for sure. And he says there, these commands and this teaching will keep you from the immoral woman, from the smooth tongue of an adulterous woman. This Proverbs 5 and 6 talks a lot about this woman, doesn't it? Don't lust for her beauty. Now, isn't it amazing that some of the most beautiful women in the world sell their bodies? They become prostitutes. I mean, good grief. Why is it like that? Why is it the devil moves on people? Women, especially beautiful women, they could be anything they wanted to be. But why do they have to sell their bodies and become a prostitute? Their eyes have to be blinded by the god of this world. Don't let her coyness seduce you. For a prostitute will bring you to poverty. And sleeping with another man's wife may cost you your very life. Uh-oh, now this woman here, she's not a prostitute. She's just another man's wife. But it says sleeping with another man's wife may cost you your very life. And he goes on. Says, can a man scoop fire into his lap and not be burned? How would you like for somebody to take a shovel full of red hot coals and throw them into your lap? You reckon that's going to burn you? I know that's going to burn you. So the Lord's trying to give us an example of what's going to happen when you sleep with somebody else's mate. This is men or women. This is either way. He says, don't do it. Can he walk on hot coals and not blister his feet? Have you ever seen anybody walk on red hot coals and not blister their feet? Yeah. I have too. Somebody said, that's impossible. No, it's not impossible. I've seen it done. It was totally, somebody was controlled by the devil. When I saw it done, this person was totally controlled by the devil. Walked right out across a red hot boat of coals barefooted and did not burn their feet. That's not natural. You know that? That's supernatural. But that's the power of the devil. You know, when you see the devil do these kind of things, it can be done. But don't get involved with stuff like this. It will kill you and take you to hell. So it is with the man who sleeps with another man's wife. He who embraces her will not go unpunished. Did you hear what he said? Let's say somebody said, well, I did that and I didn't get caught. Not yet. But you will. You already been caught. God knows what you did. And you may suffer tremendously yet if you don't repent and tell God you're sorry. I've seen it happen many times. Excuses might be found for a thief who steals because he is starving. But look what happens to a thief, even if he steals because he's starving. But if he is caught, he will be fined 7 times as much as he stole, even if it means selling everything in his house to pay it back. So even if you're a thief and you're hungry, does it pay to steal food? No. What should you do? Ask somebody for something. Don't ever steal anything. If you go and ask somebody for something, if you're a man or a woman of God and you're obedient to God's word, he says the righteous will never beg bread. Never. If you'll walk in obedience to his word, he will feed you every day. You won't have to ever be concerned about where your next meal is coming from. God will bless you. Now, if you're having trouble meeting your needs, you need to check out your life. It's something you're not doing right. I can assure you, because this book cannot lie. This book is God's word, and it means exactly what it says. But the man who commits adultery is an utter fool. The man who commits adultery is an utter fool. Listen to what the next verse says, or next line. For he destroys his own soul. Do you want to destroy your soul? If you do, just go out and sleep with somebody that you're not married to. You can destroy your soul. Wounds and constant disgrace are his lot. His shame will never be erased. For the woman's husband will be furious in his jealousy, and he will have no mercy in his day of vengeance. How many times have you heard on the news that some guy walks in and catches his wife in bed with somebody else and he kills both of them right there? The woman he loved, that morning when he left, he thought he loved her with all his heart. He came in and found her in bed with another man and he killed both of them in his rage.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.